Introduction. The dawn of a new era. The years from 2030 to 2065 are a time of breathtaking technological progress and terrifying existential uncertainty. Humanity teeters on the edge of an abyss, its fate no longer a matter of mere speculation, but an impending reality defined by chaos, greed, and the unraveling of the world as we know it. Climate change, once a distant concern debated in think tanks and policy meetings, has now left an indelible scar on the earth. Entire regions have been swallowed by drought, once lush landscapes reduced to cracked earth, and coastal cities are now ghostly, half-submerged relics of a forgotten era. As the planet withers, millions are forced to flee their homes, wandering across borders that have become militarized fortresses, seeking refuge in a world that no longer welcomes them. Yet amid this devastation, the engines of unrelenting capitalism roar louder than ever. Fossil fuel magnates, shielded by the walls of their lavish estates, continue to siphon the planet's remaining resources, their profits soaring as their machines ravage what little remains of the Earth's fragile ecosystems. Politicians, entrenched in the pockets of corporate overlords, turn a blind eye to the suffering of the masses, their policies designed not for the preservation of humanity, but for the preservation of power. The very institutions meant to uphold democracy have been hollowed out, replaced by a grotesque parody of governance, where the will of the people is nothing more than an inconvenient statistic. The divide between the privileged few and the forsaken many has become an insurmountable chasm, a glaring testament to a world that has long abandoned justice. In the face of this moral and ecological collapse, a new force emerges, not from the legacy of corruption, but from the raw brilliance and indomitable spirit of a single individual. Aviana Citeros, a woman born into poverty, forged in struggle, and gifted with a mind that surpasses even the most advanced artificial intelligence, dares to stand against the tides of destruction. She is not merely a visionary, she is an evolutionary leap, a transhuman beacon of hope in an age of despair. With her unparalleled intellect, charisma, and unwavering moral compass, she sees beyond the artificial divisions that have poisoned society. She envisions a world where technology is not wielded as a weapon of oppression, but as an instrument of salvation. Aviana's rise is not one of privilege or inherited power, but of relentless perseverance. She has spent her life navigating the labyrinth of injustice, learning not only how to survive in a system designed to crush people like her, but how to dismantle it from within. She is the embodiment of resistance, the fusion of ancient wisdom and cutting-edge science, a singular force determined to wrest control from the iron grip of the corrupt and return it to those who have been forgotten. She does not seek dominion, she seeks liberation. But the path ahead is perilous. Aviana is not naive. She knows that the forces she challenges will stop at nothing to silence her. They will brand her as a radical, a threat to the status quo, an enemy of the very system she aims to save. They will unleash every weapon at their disposal: propaganda, political sabotage, and even assassination attempts, to ensure that power remains where it has always been, in the hands of those who exploit and destroy. Yet, despite the overwhelming odds, she refuses to waver, because she understands that if she fails, humanity itself may not have another chance. This is the story of a battle not just for leadership, but for the soul of an entire species. It is a tale of courage, intelligence, and defiance in the face of tyranny. It is the chronicle of a woman who refuses to accept that the world must remain broken, who believes with every fiber of her being that the dawn of a new era is possible, but only if humanity is willing to fight for it. The struggle for the future begins now. One, a legacy of suffering. Created in the image of perfection, The world that gave birth to Aviana Citarose was neither kind nor just. In the year 2027, she entered existence in the slums of a crumbling metropolis, where towering steel structures loomed over vast wastelands of despair. From the crumbling alleys of Detroit to the overcrowded labyrinths of Mumbai, Aviana Citarose was born into a paradox, a world divided by wealth and suffering, power and helplessness. She was born to a mother who whispered prayers for deliverance and a father who had long vanished into the abyss of the forgotten. Her mother, an Indian mathematician whose brilliance was overshadowed by institutional bias, and her father, an African-American engineer turned activist, fought against and ultimately succumbed to a system seemingly designed to break them. A child forged from sorrow. Their daughter, however, was something entirely different, an anomaly, a mind far too expansive to be confined by the narrow expectations of the world. Aviana was a child forged from sorrow, but also filled with infinite possibilities. The world aimed to keep her small, to make her just another statistic in the ever-growing ledger of the oppressed. But the cosmos had woven something divine into her very being. From the moment she first opened her eyes to the world, Aviana exhibited a profound awareness that seemed to transcend her tender years. Her mother, worn down by a lifetime of relentless battles that appeared never-ending, often remarked that Aviana's gaze was unsettling, too piercing and too profound, as if she could already perceive the invisible currents that shaped the world around her. In the dim, golden glow of flickering streetlights and the persistent hum of an overcrowded city, Aviana, hardly more than a toddler, drank in knowledge as if it were the very air she breathed. She voraciously consumed every fragment of wisdom available to her, whether nestled within the dog-eared pages of forgotten tomes, woven into the hushed conversations of impassioned revolutionaries, or silently inscribed in the weary visages of those who surrounded her. Each experience, each story, added layers to her understanding, as if she were an artist, painting on the expansive canvas of her young mind. The weight of injustice. Her mother, an Indian mathematician, whose brilliance was overshadowed by institutional bias, had spent her life proving equations that could have reshaped economies, redefined algorithms, and revolutionized the digital age. Yet, in a world where the voices of women like her were drowned out by louder, less capable men, her genius was reduced to footnotes. Her contributions, claimed by those with better connections and lighter skin. She had fought, oh how she had fought, until the battles left her weary, until the doors that should have opened before her remained firmly shut, no matter how hard she knocked. In the end, she whispered her theories into the night, knowing they would die with her, brilliance unrecognized, a mind left to wither under the weight of a system that refused to see her. A father's rebellion. Her father, an African-American engineer turned activist, had begun his career as a believer in the American dream. He had built circuits and structures, dreaming of a future where innovation was rewarded and justice was blind. But reality was crueler than the idealism that once burned within him. He saw his work stolen, his promotions delayed, his ideas dismissed, until they were spoken by someone else. And when he fought back, when he demanded the recognition he deserved, he was marked, labeled as difficult, as disruptive. His rebellion cost him everything. With every protest he led, every speech he gave, the walls around him tightened, until there was nowhere left to stand. He vanished into the abyss of the forgotten, swallowed by a society that feared men like him. Men who refused to be silent. The child who would not break. From their suffering, Aviana was born, not as a victim, not as another name lost in the tide of oppression, but as something far greater. The world had sought to break her parents, to erase their brilliance, but in doing so, It had created something it could not contain. A child who carried their fire, their intellect, their refusal to accept the limitations placed upon them. Aviana would not be forgotten. She would not be reduced to a footnote. She would rise, not despite the suffering of her lineage, but because of it. She grew up between these two realities, existing on the fragile bridge between scientific brilliance and the raw urgency of activism. Her mind was an instrument, her thoughts electric, but it was not intelligence alone that set her apart. It was something deeper, something intangible. She saw patterns where others saw chaos, connections that defied logic, yet proved undeniably real. The boundaries between mathematics and metaphysics, between science and spirit, blurred in her hands. She understood, instinctively, that numbers held meaning beyond mere calculation, that the universe spoke in the language of energy and intention, a mind unshackled. From the moment she could comprehend language, her mind absorbed information at an exponential rate. As soon as she could speak, Aviana's insatiable curiosity defied the limits of human cognition. By the time she was 4, she was solving mathematical equations that baffled scholars. By 7, she had constructed rudimentary artificial intelligence programs on a makeshift tablet cobbled together from discarded tech scraps. She could solve complex mathematical equations in her head, breaking apart algorithms as easily as other children pieced together puzzles. But it wasn't just numbers that fascinated her. It was the hidden architecture of the universe, the patterns that governed the stars, the symphony of energy flowing through all things. A mind sharper than any known supercomputer, an intuition that defied the laws of logic, and a heart that burned with insatiable curiosity. These were the tools she carried into a world that was not prepared for her. She devoured books on quantum mechanics, philosophy, artificial intelligence, and political theory, seeking answers to questions that most adults never thought to ask. A soul too bright to be dimmed. Oppression was meant to break her, but instead, it became the crucible that forged her strength. Where others resigned themselves to fate, Aviana rewrote the script. She questioned everything, from the laws that govern society to the very nature of existence itself. Why did suffering persist when abundance was possible? Why did power rest in the hands of the few, when the many were capable of so much more? These were not idle musings, but the foundation of a philosophy that would one day reshape humanity. A world that seeks to crush the gifted. The slums of Detroit were not kind to those who shine too brightly. Intelligence, when paired with poverty, was often viewed as a threat. Her presence alone seemed to unnerve those who operated within the invisible hierarchies of oppression. In school, teachers dismissed her as disruptive, unwilling to acknowledge a student who could outthink them before reaching adolescence. Authorities treated her with suspicion, as if her very existence challenged the natural order of things. The streets that whispered the future. In Mumbai, where Aviana spent her summers with her mother's family, the scents of cardamom and diesel hung heavily in the humid air. Young Aviana wandered through the twisted lanes of her ancestral neighborhood, her senses overwhelmed by the relentless vibrancy of life. The cacophony of street vendors, the symphony of auto rickshaw horns, and the chants from temple loudspeakers created a constant, chaotic rhythm, one that pulsed with urgency, pain, and hunger, but also with something else, an indestructible will to live. To most, the crumbling tenements and labyrinthine slums were a symbol of decay, of systems long collapsed under the weight of corruption and apathy. But to Aviana, these same streets whispered secrets to her, a language only she seemed capable of hearing. Amidst the grime, she saw sacred geometry. In the tangled wires and shattered pavement, she perceived patterns, interlocking codes of consciousness and creation. And in the eyes of strangers, darkened by fatigue but glimmering with resilience, she saw sparks of something humanity had almost forgotten. The potential to evolve, not just technologically, but spiritually. A mind formed in fire and shadow. Aviana's time in Mumbai was not an escape from the sorrow that clung to her like a second skin. It was, instead, a forge. Here, among the broken and the blessed, her mind sharpened. Her questions deepened. She absorbed languages like oxygen. She studied quantum theory in worn-out books by candlelight. She watched ancient rituals unfold beneath banyan trees and decoded them as remnants of forgotten science. She listened to her grandmother speak of deities, not as myth, but as echoes of dimensional truth. Everything meant something more to her, and no moment, however fleeting, was ever wasted. She understood that she was straddling two worlds, the old earth, collapsing beneath its own weight, and a new one waiting to be born, like a phoenix just beneath the ash. That new earth needed midwives of change. It needed souls who could carry light into the densest darkness, and she, though only a girl, already knew she would become one of them. Not by choice, but by destiny. The silence before the storm. The world, bloated with despair and anesthetized by digital distractions, had grown blind to miracles. It could no longer recognize the birth of a savior. It had no inkling that a child walking barefoot through alleyways in Dharavi, clothed in second-hand linen and crowned with curls kissed by monsoon rain, would one day shake the very foundations of the earth's crumbling empires. But the winds of history knew. The stars had long whispered her name, and in the collective unconscious of a species teetering between extinction and ascension, something had shifted. A faint ripple, almost imperceptible, moved across the fabric of time. The world did not yet know her name, but soon it would. And when it did, nothing would ever be the same again.